Party people, we are back with part two of There's a New Team in Town, and we'll finally get to see the sexy dance. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Becca was already ready, voguing. She was already on it.
I also know who Madonna is. For anyone who like doesn't believe me or any for some weird reason, I know who Madonna is. Did we establish this before the show?
Do any of you not? How could somebody live in America in the world and not know who Madonna is?
If they're like two.
Did you just find out? Is that why you say that?
No.
Yes, I did. They're two.
Just, yeah, for sure. I didn't just find out. I've known who Madonna is. She's kind of
cool, cool, cool.
Like, how do you not know that name?
Exactly. Yes. Hey guys. Hey out there in YouTube land. Thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV panel of Dance Moms. You just got us today.
Woo!
Where have all the hosts gone? Gone. Where?
I was like, I see what she's doing. I see what she's doing. That was good.
You just got the two of us today. So thank you for tuning in. You guys have been awesome. And thank you for finding us on the new and improved AfterBuzz TV channels. So we are on the reality channel on AfterBuzz TV, right?
Yes, it is youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV reality.
Yeah. Becca's our tech girl, so you guys can specifically ask all of those type questions to this one right here.
Or just tweet at AfterBuzzTV.
Sure. And you're going to answer that too, right?
Possibly. You never know.
Awesome. So this is part two of There's a New Team in Town. This is season 7, episode 24, part two. How confusing. Can we make it any more complicated? Season 7, episode 24, part 3.5. And then
Is
some.
It next week?
I don't know.
Part
no,
three
I'm
and
just,
a half?
They're just making it so complicated by chopping it all up, all over the place, leaving us hanging.
Right? And, like, and did you watch the sneak peek for next week?
Mm-hmm. Are you excited?
That was intense.
I forget. Has she been in the studio? Have you met her?
I have. Karina and I, and last year's host, Pamela, went to the studio. Last year. Last May.
Cheryl, you've met Cheryl Burke.
Oh, wait. No, not Cheryl Burke.
Oh,
Abby.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Oh, well, that's cool. You met Abby.
Yeah.
I got some news about Abby.
Cheryl has been here, but I don't know if she's come in for this show. But if you guys, we also have nice synergy with Dancing with the Stars. So if you look through our Dancing with the Stars footage, you will find Cheryl Burke, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. Good to
and
know.
And that is Jeff Graham.
Yeah.
Jeff Graham of the booth.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, Cheryl Burke hasn't been on Dance Moms just yet. We're anticipating her to be in the episode next week. So
maybe I'll tune in because I'm a huge DWTS fan.
Yeah.
You should watch with me, Jeff.
A huge CB fan. Cher Burr.
I love CB.
Yeah, I love
Cher Burr. Love her too.
Is that what they call her, Tamara Cher Burr?
I think I'm starting that. I'm starting that nickname right now. Cher Burr.
The initials.
Yeah, so we are, this week, however, we are still with Miss Aisha Francis. I'm sorry. For some reason, I feel like I'm saying her name wrong all of a sudden, but that's right. Aisha Francis.
Aisha.
So let's just jump around a little bit. Since it's just Becky and I, we're going to run through it real quickly and make this maybe possibly a shorter panel. But
and I forgot, did you say where people can find you on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Hey guys, you can find me on social media at Hey Tamara on all of the social medias, on YouTube and on Twitter and on Instagram. And yeah, where can they find you, Beck?
Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BeckBTalksTV.
Yeah.
And I mean, follow the AfterBuzz account.
Follow AfterBuzz.
AfterBuzz
on
TV.
On Twitter and on Instagram.
And everywhere.
And where can we follow Aisha Francis? I don't know. You guys are going to... You tell us. We'll find that later. So, okay. There's one thing that stood out to me most about this episode. And I'll just say it right now. I did not like the teen girls' costumes.
I was like... Their moms let them go on stage in those?
It wasn't even that they were sexy. It was that they were unflattering. None of those girls who are super gorgeous girls looked good in those costumes.
I thought they looked good in the costumes. Like, I didn't think they looked bad in the costumes. But I just questioned the mom's choices in letting the girls go on stage in those costumes.
I thought, like, the high waist was very unflattering, I thought. Like, they didn't look... I know they were going for, like, the vintage...
Burlesque.
The vintage burlesque, like, high waist look. But I just, for whatever reason, they were cut in a way that I just thought they all...
It was tacky.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about when they went on stage in this episode, and we're still jumping pretty far ahead, was Eliana's reaction.
Yeah. She's such a personality. She's my favorite.
Yeah, no, I adore her.
Yeah. She's my favorite right now. Of the OGs, of the new girls, Eliana is my favorite. Because I think she's the best dancer, and I think she, probably not, I don't mean like of the older girls, mm-hmm. but of the young ones, I think she's the best dancer, and I think she's got, to me, she's got the best personality.
She's got older girls and younger girls. She's got the it factor. Speaking of Eliana, at the beginning-ish, when Liliana and Eliana were kind of practicing in the same room for their solos.
Mm-hmm.
Did you sense the Maddie Chloe season one vibe?
Oh, interesting.
Because I totally did when Liliana was practicing, and then she did the confessional thing.
Oh.
And she was like, my dance is really cutesy this week and stuff. So compared to last week when Abby said I had to dance like Kalani, it was a lot different. And I'm not sure that I
see that
I'm gonna win type thing, but yeah. I need to win because I need to keep beating Eliana. I was like, this is Maddie 2.0.
Flashback. Yeah. I didn't think of that at the time, but now that you mention it, yeah, I can totally see
It's Maddie saying I need to win because I've been on a winning streak against Chloe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, but I do think you're saying what Lily was saying reminded you of Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that now that you say it. But Eliana's dancing reminds me more of Maddie.
Yep.
So let's start back at the beginning real quick. So they're at Fierce Dance Competition in Upland, where we left off last time. They're at the competition. There is
Upland in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere where they hold these very important competitions. And so Camille and Ashley are having a thing right now because Ashley is saying Camille called Brent a liar. They're both throwing accusations at each other. Did Camille go to Abby's studio when she said she didn't? Ashley says there's proof on Instagram that she was there. So it starts out with a fight.
Social media.
Yes. And I watched this episode at a friend's house this week, and my friend had never seen the show before, and she was watching going, all of these women, all of these moms are psychopaths. They're all psychopaths. I was like, that's correct.
That's called Dance Moms.
That's why this show has been on for 7 seasons.
That's why this show is a good show.
So,
But I'm still gonna say, Team Yolanda.
Team Yolanda, yeah. You like her the best of the moms?
I mean, because she's come in, I'm biased. Because she's come in and she's super nice.
So I think
I'm biased.
I think I'm inclined to be on Camille's side in the Camille, Ashley, she said, she said. I think I'm more inclined to believe Camille. Ashley seems like she lies and, you know, just kind of manipulates in her best interest. So I think I'm Team Camille, but I can't say that she's my favorite mom because we just don't get enough of her. Like, we don't see as much. Like, we don't see confessionals from her that much. We just don't see a lot of personality. She's like she's not like a featured player right now. I wish she would be.
But actually, that makes me like Camille more. Thinking about the fact that she's not on the confessionals, because that means she's not one of those people who's like, let's start drama at every chance I get. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, I don't want to say that. I don't want to get in that fight.
Yeah, that's why I like her. I loved when Ashley said, to quote Dr. Holly, when they go low, we go high. And she was, like, so proud of herself for quoting Holly, which that's not hot. Like, Holly was quoting Michelle Obama. That's a famous Michelle Obama quote. When they go low, we go high. And it's like, Ashley, you dum-dum. You don't even know who you're quoting, but that's all right.
And Ashley's stuff is saying, no one either.
Huh?
I didn't know that either.
That's all right. You're not a, I don't know. I feel like when you quote somebody, you got to know where the quote came from, or don't quote them. I don't know. But
I feel like that'd be a me thing to do, though. Like, quote someone and be like, this is what that person said. And then someone would be like, no, Becca, actually, that's a quote from, like, 1945 it's from, like, the singer.
It's like Becca Brown said, there's nothing to fear but fear itself.
Becca would be like, it's like in Pretty Little Liars when they were like, treat others as you want to be treated.
That's so accurate. Oh, my gosh. Jeff knows me too well.
Ask not what, like, your country, like, can do for you, but, what you can do for your country.
Is that a Tamra quote?
That's a Becca quote. That's a Becca quoting JFK.
Absolutely. I think Tamra wins that.
For my Becca impresh.
Impression. Absolutely. Great impression.
Okay, so let's see. Let's just get to the competition. I guess the older girls, their solos were, like, listed in the program. The little girls' moms come in with those shirts. They come in with, like, the team t-shirts.
I didn't really fully notice how ridiculous those were until they were sitting down in the like, room where all the girls were competing, and I was like, well, at least we know what dance studio they're cheering on. Mm-hmm. And
we're loud and proud.
Yeah.
Okay, girls, we got it.
And there's no question about what dance studio.
The other thing is, every time they cut to the moms in the audience, my friend who had just seen the episode or the show for the first time, she was like, she could not get over Macy's mom's hair. She was just like, that is the craziest. Why would you? What is she? What the? She just could not get over that hair.
It's one of those things where you, like, go to the hairstylist and you're like, hey, I want it cut this way. And then they cut it a completely different way. And she probably had a panic attack afterwards.
Yeah. Some people are super precious about their hair. Not Becca, who just got a haircut.
Hi.
Hi.
It takes me a while to get a haircut. No.
I'm going to go darker. I'm going to go, like, a darker natural blonde. That's my next step.
I've never done my hair.
Really? That's so healthy of you. So Aisha says that she feels robbed of solos because all of the older girls chose not to do their solos. So the little girls do their solos, and we see Bryn's first. What'd you think?
Whose mom was it who said that it was a little childlike? It was...
I think it was so Jill that said it was an 8-year-old's dance.
Is either Jill or Colin's mom?
Oh, it was Kira.
It was Kira.
Kira said that. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree a little bit, but at the same time, like, I was kind of, like, completely wowed over the dance, too, because, like, just the way Bryn moves so gracefully and stuff, like, obviously I'm not a really good example of this.
No, you were doing great.
No, but just the way Bryn moves gracefully, it's so pretty to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is, like, 8-year-old technique.
And 8-year-old... They said the costumes look like an 8-year-old. I think because, as we've said, how Abby, like, knows the hacks of what wins at competitions, she knows, and we've seen this time and time again, that judges love cute and pretty, and they don't love sexy, sultry, anything that makes the girls seem older, they do not like. Anything that makes the girls seem younger,
they
love.
The cuteness effect is real, you guys.
Yeah.
It is absolutely 100% real.
Yeah.
It was real in gymnastics, too.
Yeah? I don't know what you're referencing.
No, well, like, just watching my sister's competitions and stuff, whenever, like, someone on her team had a growth spurt or something, like, the cuteness effect would be harder and harder for them to achieve.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And the judges, like, were tougher and tougher on them. Whereas, like, the little ones, even if they're, like, the same age, get the cuteness effect thing going on.
Yeah. Yeah, because, well, all of the girls look, like, Brynn looks like she's 9 years old.
Yeah.
But she's 12?
She is, I believe, 13, 14.
Yeah, so she definitely does not look.
Brynn.
So that's what Abby looks for in a student.
No, Abby is smart.
Mm-hmm.
Brynn is 14.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Yeah, because I think Brynn looks like she's maybe 10 years old, but she's 14.
I believe the oldest is Nia or Kalani. I think Kalani's the oldest
at 16. But remember when Nia put out her first music video and she looked older and Abby even said, like, you need to look younger in Hollywood, not older.
That's true.
So,
and I think that's where that is a big mistake the moms for the Irreplaceables are making. With putting their children on stage in stripper costumes.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's, before we move on to that, let's go. Yeah. So we've got Lily Solo next. Wait.
That music video pic.
Yeah.
She looks like she looked so badass.
Yeah. She's power to her. And
she has a good voice. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I think so.
So, Lily Solo was next, and Lily had the, like, cutesy, like, pigtails. She said in her testimonial, she was like, I'll just have to make faces, because it was one of those dances that's just like...
I liked that she was going, like, she was doing the faces, she was like...
Yeah.
She's such a cutie.
Yeah. And she had the, like, the Maddie face. Thing at one point in her dance. She did that.
I thought she did super good.
It was a good dance. It was it was cute.
And again, yeah, I was gonna say the cute thing. The hairstyle was cute. The outfit was cute.
Mm-hmm. It was pink.
I was gonna say pink, bright pink.
Yeah.
Like, it was bright too. That's another thing, the bright colors.
Yeah.
Bright colors make them stand out.
Mm-hmm. And then Eliana's dance was third of those solos that we saw, and hers was beautiful. What'd you think?
She's absolutely incredible. Earlier you said that she reminds you of Maddie, like, her dancing reminds you of Maddie the most. I agree. I think she's 10 times better than Maddie was at that age.
Whoa, Jeff, can we get a... So I'll just ruminate on that for a second.
I think she has better technique than Maddie did at that age.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay.
We're getting all the sound effects.
There's going to be like a frog, just like whatever, anything we can find is just going to
be. There's going to be like a hopping sound effect soon. That's going to be great. Hey!
Iced tea, ladies and gentlemen, coming in
Jeffrey
the studio.
Jeffrey Crane Graham.
So, yeah, that I think Eliana has, like, Maddie's ability to... She has, like, the musicality to, like, let a phrase,
the
like,
timing.
Breathe and hold it on. Yeah, like, the timing. Yeah. I think Eliana... I think she's an amazing dancer, and she's got the most staying power.
She does. She's... absolutely incredible. Impresses me more and more every week. I don't understand why Abby doesn't always give her solos.
Yeah. But she did, you know how Abby tends to set up the solos so that one is supposed to win?
Yes.
It seemed like out of Brynn, Lily, and Eliana's, it seemed like Eliana's was the one that was supposed to win.
I don't know. I think I'm Brins still thinking was? That Liliana's was.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Mm, okay. Interesting. Maybe it was. You never know. And Abby walks out of the room. She doesn't see any of the solos. And she doesn't want to sit in the row in front of the moms from, you know, the older girls. Interesting, you know, placement, of course, that the TV show puts them in row, right? You know, right next to each other. They could sit literally anywhere in that entire auditorium, but they act like it's like assigned seating, which is fine.
I mean, it might be, but I doubt it.
Yeah. So then they see, where have all the children gone? The creepiest song. Where have all
the children gone? And I just started a poll on Twitter for anyone on the After Buzz Twitter, because I want to know which Where Have All the Children group dance was your favorite, season one or season seven?
Ah, the original or the new and revised?
I like both a lot, and I rewatched.
Is Jeff whispering?
Nope, Jeff is playing Where Have All the Children Gone. Oh.
Where have all the children gone?
I hate this.
Just
pulled it up. Does this
Those
feel right?
Yeah.
All the
it's definitely
it. I gotta watch this show. I don't know what's happening right now.
It's
for a dance. The season one dance to this.
It actually looks amazing.
Was incredible and probably made Dance Moms what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
This one and The Last Text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I rewatched this one last night, and I don't know.
Well, the song, I mean, okay, just going back to the song that you just heard, it's like, it's not even a song. It's just like a poem being recited or something.
It's definitely a poem.
So you never would have thought that you could dance to this.
It's like but contemporary.
Contemporary, yeah.
Very cool. I'll check it out.
But they did a beautiful dance to it originally, and I liked the dance they did. Disarray too. I feel like they just didn't give it. If that was a brand new dance and we had never saw it before or knew that it was a revamp, I think we would have been blown away.
It was. There were some things that were different.
Mm-hmm.
Some things that were very different, and then some things were the same.
And it's like, weird that the boy is back, and they gave him no like. Not a nod, aside from him being on stage when we see them perform that dance. Like, his mom isn't anywhere to be seen. There's no testimonials from either of them. Like, they're completely, like, he's like a prop in this episode. It's so weird.
Well, I mean, in the first dance for that, Vivi was kind of a prop.
Oh, Vivi was in it. Wow. That was in the
Vivi
early days.
And Mackenzie were. And I was watching it last night, and it was kind of distracting, not gonna lie. Like, because they had a swing set in the back on the stage. I'm not sure.
That's right.
If anyone remembers.
Yeah.
But they did like a swing set thing, and it was just a tad bit like, okay, there's so much going on, because like already everyone has their own parts in this dance,
mm-hmm.
and then you add a swing set and you add Kinsey pushing Vivi on a swing set, and it's even more like, I can't concentrate on just one thing. So much more is happening.
Yeah. It is distracting when they would have those big props in there. But, yeah, I think it's a great dance.
Oh. And here's it side by side.
Interesting.
That is so cool.
Wow. Leave it to YouTube for somebody to have already put that together.
That's epic.
For those just listening to the podcast, you can check us out on YouTube and see what the panel is seeing. We have a side-by-side of Where Have the Children Gone.
Yeah,
very interesting. Way to go. Way,
okay, good, a lot of choreography was the same.
That's amazing. I wonder how much the girls, like, they should do a competition where the little girls learn a dance for the first time and the old girls just see if they remember it.
My main pet peeve about the older girls' moms when talking about this dance and when talking about, like, this is our dance,
mm-hmm.
is, one, was Kendall really in that dance? Because she wasn't.
I'm going to answer that. She was not in that dance.
Mm-hmm.
One. And then, so that leaves Nia and Chloe were the only two in that dance.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other moms
were acting like it was theirs.
This was our dance.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, no, it wasn't. Your kids were in that dance.
And Chloe's, and nobody else should get their hands dirty.
Your kids were not in that dance.
Yeah, yeah. So then the big girls come out, the Irreplaceables come out and do their dance, and immediately they're just on stage and posing, and Abby says it's the epitome of trash.
I would be appalled too.
I don't think it's that appalling. Like, everybody acted so scandalized, and I was just like, yeah, I mean, those costumes aren't any more revealing than... There's been so many other costumes that are way more revealing. It's just that they're posed in those way, the way that they were. And the watching the dance, I think it was a great dance, but the girls were clearly uncomfortable. Like,
I thought it was a great dance. Okay, because I kind of watched some of it before, and it was, like, really bad quality, and I was like, I just really noticed the costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, ugh, what are they doing? But, like, watching it with high quality, it actually was a very good dance. I was very impressed.
Yeah.
I just didn't like that it was... I don't know. I didn't like that I've watched these girls on TV since they were, like, most of them since they were 8, because, like, Kendall, Chloe, Nia...
Mm-hmm.
Have been on the show since they were 8, 9, 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me feel uncomfortable. Like, what mm-hmm. Ashley said, I've known...
But Hannah Montana had to...
Since she was 8.
Hannah Montana had to grow up and do Wrecking Ball. So there's, like... It turns into a, you know...
Don't remind me.
You gotta...
I'm gonna go home and watch the Hannah Montana movie on Netflix, you guys. I'm gonna live tweet it later.
Okay. Time goes on. People grow up. It's the circle of life. That's what happens. It just didn't really bother me. What was that for?
Growing up.
Yeah. So that didn't really bother me that they're, you know, everybody was known them since they were little girls. You're saying what the moms were saying. They were like, I can't see, you know, I've known those girls. I think it wouldn't have come across as sexy and scandalous as it did if the girls had found their comfort with it. I know from personal experience, like any time in any sort of like sketch or acting role I've had to do where I've had to play sexy, I can't ever do it right. It comes off as funny because I just can't be comfortable doing something like that.
Yeah.
So anytime I try to be sexy, people end up laughing and they think I'm intentionally being funny, but it's like, you have to be, I feel like people who can pull that off are very comfortable in those roles. And I don't think the girls ever found their comfort zone in that dance to like make it pop.
Anytime I dress like I'm older, people ask what high school I go to. So it's fine.
So what if you dress younger? Do they think you're older?
I'm like a freshman in high school. I don't know.
Yeah. If you dress younger, they're like, why is this 40-year-old woman wearing overalls?
I literally had an Uber driver like 2 weeks ago. Are you going to school today? I'm like, no. Going to the gym.
Well, take it. That's a compliment. Stay young. Stay young as long as you can.
I try.
So, yeah, but the moms acted so scandalized by that dance. They walk out and everything. It's like, come on. It's not that bad. The little girls have done, like, Fosse. They mentioned the Sweet Charity dance that they did before. They did a Sweet Charity dance. It was called Sweet Charity. It wasn't from the Fosse musical Sweet Charity. But they did a dance, I think, in the early seasons, and it was called Sweet Charity, and it was Fosse style. I don't know. I don't think this one was as scandalous as everybody thought it was, but whatever. To each his own.
Sim says some moves they could do without.
Yeah, some of the moves in the dance. I mean, yeah, like, the dance didn't have Abby's, you know, turns and leg extensions and all of those things that, you know, judges really want to see your skill.
I'm just going to say that team was a superstar team.
Yeah.
Back in, like, Nia, Kendall, Maddie, JoJo,
this
Chloe.
This is Bittersweet Charity, which I think...
Bittersweet Charity, yeah.
This is a screenshot from that dance, so... Seems provocative.
For that, in the red.
But they did it.
They did.
But it does make me... It is surprising how pro the dance, like, Holly... Holly's usually, like, the first one to have reservations about things being inappropriate, and she was totally fine with the...
Yeah, with everything with about the dance.
Sexy dance, yeah, which is weird. It was very uncharacteristically Holly. Let's see. So, any last thoughts about the episode?
I'm really glad Eliana won her division. Lily got second.
Mm-hmm.
So good for Lily. I wasn't surprised about Brynn.
That she didn't win?
Not placing.
I wasn't surprised. As soon as that dance was over, I was like...
I'm kind of underwhelmed.
Yeah.
Just a little. She did good, but I'm underwhelmed.
I think Brynn is an amazing... she's amazing with technique, but she does not have... Or maybe it's just my personal taste. It's that musicality that Maddie had that I think Eliana has. And to me, Brynn doesn't have it. She doesn't have that, like... perfect in sync flow with the music. She's technically great, like she can do all of the most difficult moves, but it's something in the musicality that is lacking for me.
She's also in an older age division than Liliana and Eliana, so it's a little tougher for her, and she's gonna have to step it up a bit if she wants to win in that category.
Mm-hmm. But were you surprised that the sexy dance got second?
I was thinking they would get second. I was going to be really shocked if they got first, but I was thinking they were going to get second. It was better than the other dances in the past, like, month that we've seen.
Yeah. So good on Aisha Francis for at least placing higher than all of the guest teachers so far.
Two guest teachers.
Yeah. Two of them. I guess we'll see how Cheryl Burke does.
I am
Wait. I got news. Hold on.
So excited.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay.
Is Abby out of jail, speaking of which?
No.
Okay, because on her Twitter account the other day, like, there was a tweet where the person didn't even, like, try to not sound like Abby.
You think, like, Abby was tweeting for herself?
Yes.
Maybe she got access to a phone.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. But because Lifetime tweeted a promo video for Dance Moms about, like, Abby was appalled about what she saw the Irreplaceables dance to on stage.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I didn't even watch the dance, so I don't know, like, why you're teasing that as...
Oh, that's episode. What Abby's Twitter said.
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she's allowed to use a phone at certain times of day. I don't know. I don't know what the
rules
are.
Only Dance Moms days.
But,
only on Tuesdays.
So, apparently, while she's in prison, Abby has found God. She has joined a group of women called the Holy Rollers, who are like a Jesus group. And that's kind of her, like, new fam, her prison fam. So they're all about, like, meeting up and reading the Bible. And I guess they're really tough. So, you know, Abby fits right in.
Hey.
Yeah. So there's that. And there's also Abby hired, she had her, like, her hair, her usual hairdresser, the person who always styles her hair. She hired them to come to the prison and do her hair like normal. For whatever reason. And so when they left, and it's just standard prison protocol, if you have a guest come in and you have contact with that guest, they have to strip search you afterwards to make sure that, like, you didn't get past any drugs or weapons or contraband, like a phone, if you're not supposed to have a phone and things like that. So Abby got her hair done and was looking beautiful. And then right afterwards had to go and get like full body strip search. And yeah. So those are two things that Abby Lee Miller has been going through recently. So
yikes.
Maybe she'll come back and the next dance will be like Ave Maria or some church dance since Abby is one of the holy rollers. So there we go. All right. That's it. That's all I got.
Where can I follow you?
Yeah. You guys find me on all the social medias at Hey Tamara.
And y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becky B Talks TV.
And keep watching. We will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.